October 30th, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're discussing a short story about Mahaprabhu lovingly bids farewell to all the Gaudadesh Bhaktas who are returning to their homes in Bengal after spending 4 months in Jagannath Puri, Orissa, in a close association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The rainy season is over. It's time to go home and plant rice and tend to their houses. So these very wonderful departure, how he exchanges with them. Sabha Bhakta Karena Mahaprabhu Nirmantran Sarva Bhakte Kahin Prabhu Madhura Vachan. All the Bengali devotees would regularly invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, as we mentioned. And when he went to their homes, Lord Gauranga would speak to them in very sweet words. Madhura Vachan. Sweet speech, of course, is the characteristic of the sura, the devotee. They have, like kokilo bhasha. The devotee has very sweet speech. And in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is entitled Devasura Sampat. The characteristics or wealth of the divine and demoniac, Deva, Asura, Sampat, Vyoga. So in the 16th chapter, it describes the qualities of the demoniac, non-devotees, and it says harsh speech, very harsh and strident, rough speech. This is the quality of the non-devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking madhura vacham, very sweet. He's a guest in the grihastha's homes and he's acting perfectly, behaving himself in perfect conduct, gentlemanly and lovingly, caringly, and speaking very sweetly. Prativarshe aisa sabe amare dekite aisite jaite duka pao bao mate. And what did he say to them in his very sweet voice? Listen, all of you devotees, please you come every year to see me. I know that for you to come here and then to go back must give you great trouble. In other words, it's difficult to get there. You have to walk all the way. And once you get there, you never want to leave. If someone had the direct association of Lord Gauranga for 4 months, would he ever want to leave? Where to go? Why to go? How to go? But they have families and mothers and fathers and children and relatives, etc. They had to go, and he was sympathizing. Mahaprabhu was, this is why I said it, he lovingly bids farewell to them, because he's understanding their situation, and he's empathizing with them, with all of his devotees. Toma savar dukkha jani chahi nishedite, toma savar sangha suke lova bare chite. I would really like to prevent you and forbid you from returning to your homes because I really enjoy your company so much that my desire for your association only increases. Such amazing, this is Madhur's sweet way to speak. All right, you have to leave, the time is up. You came here for a fixed time, for a 4-month yatra. I really don't want you to go. I wish I could keep you here. And I enjoy your company so much. My desire for your associate only increases. I've been with you for 4 months. I'm not fed up. Oh, okay, go. I'm tired. Go, get out of here. It's too long. I've been looking at you for too long. Now go. Like sometimes you share your room with someone during Kartik or Mayapur for 2 weeks, and then you're thinking, when are they going? When are they leaving? So Mahaprabhu is not like us. Nityanande agya dilun gorite rahite agya langi ailaki paribalite. Listen, everyone, I ordered Nityananda not to leave Bengal, but he has transgressed my order and come to see me. What can I say? Ailena Charya Gosai More Kripa Kari Premarene Baddami Shudite Napari. Out of his causeless mercy upon me, Advaita Charya has also come here. I am indebted to him for his affectionate behavior. This debt is impossible for me to liquidate. I can never pay back my debt. Acharya Gosai More Kripa Kari Prima Rine Badami Shuditena Pari. Prima Rini, Rini or Rine means debt, a debt of love. He's loved me so much and been so merciful to me. So much kripa has given me. How can I love him in return? How can I pay him back? So there's so much, in his words, Lord Chaitanya is expressing so much gratitude, so much thankfulness and appreciation for the great mercy he's received from Lord Chaitanya. And he's also glorifying the intense love and affection of Nityananda Prabhu. I ordered him not to come and stay in Bengal and preach, but he broke my order. What can I do? So he's not very angry. He actually gave that order, but if he breaks the order, he doesn't mind. If he follows the order, he's very happy, Lord Chaitanya. And if Lord Nityananda breaks the order and doesn't stay there, Lord Chaitanya is also very happy. Either way, Nityananda makes him happy. Nityananda. Moralagi Sri Pucha Grihari Chariya Nana Durgama Patalangi Aisena Dhana. All my devotees, they come here just for me. They leave aside their homes and families, and they travel over very difficult paths to come here in great haste. Amiye Nilachale Rahiye Jevasya Parishrama Nahi Mora Toma Samara Lagiya. Mahaprabhu goes on, so much, talk about sweet words, so much understanding of the situation, where they left and how they came and why, and he's so much appreciative. There's no problem for me, there's no fatigue or trouble for me because I live here, I stay here in Nilachale, in Nilachalapuri. I don't move at all. Everyone comes here to see me. This is the favor, you're so kind, and this is the favor of all of you to me. So Lord Chaitanya, he's thinking from his side, you're doing me a favor. You're doing me a favor by coming to see me, or Chaturmasya. You're doing me a favor by giving me your association. This is the thinking of God, the vichara and thought of God. That's why I said this is a Leela that Mahaprabhu lovingly bids farewell to the Gaudadesh Bhaktas. And he says, Mahaprabhu goes on, Deya Macha Dana Tomai Kailan Samarpan Tahan Vikai Jahan Vechite Tomaraman. I have only this body. I only have this one body, and I surrender it unto you. It is your property. Now if you wish, you may sell it anywhere you like. My body is your property. he's totally surrendering himself to these devotees. And then that's the last thing he said. I'm yours. You won me, you conquered me with your love, your affection, your surrender, so much difficulty to come here just to be with me. And my happiness increases moment by moment in your association. I'm desiring it all the time more and more. There's no question of Mahaprabhu getting bored or I've had enough or please go now and we don't have enough food in the house and can't afford to feed you and you're using too much electricity in the geyser and hot water and running the AC. It's getting too costly to maintain you. Please go home. That's a modern type of hosting a guest. Now, after hearing this incredible opening of the heart of Mahaprabhu to all the devotees, how could they reply? What could they say in response to Lord Chaitanya's loving Madhura Vachan? Prabhur Vachane Sabhara Dravi Bhuttaman Ajora Nayane Sabe Karane Krandan. When all the devotees from Gaudadesh heard these tender, loving, sweet words of Mahaprabhu, what did they do? Their hearts melted and they all began to shed incessant tears. They were sobbing and crying, oh. Prabhu Savara Ghaladari Karina Rodhan Kandite Kandite Sabai Kaila Alingan. Mahaprabhu responded by catching hold of all his devotees and he embraced them all. And then everyone began to cry and cry. Sabai Rahila Keha Chalite Narila Aradina Pancha Shatta He Mategila. Unable to leave or move an inch away from their Lord Chaitanya, everyone remained there. And thus, 5 to 7 more days passed by. They couldn't leave. Gauranga couldn't bear to separate from them, and they couldn't bear to leave him. Advaita Avaduta Kichu Kahi Prabhupai Sahaje Tamaragun Jagat Vikai. Advaita and Nityananda Avadut submitted these words to the feet of the Lord. O Mahaprabhu, the Jagat, the entire world is naturally sahaja, naturally obligated to you for your transcendental qualities. Because Mahaprabhu was saying, I'm obligated to you, I'm indebted to you. You purchased me with your love and your surrender, your dedication and seva. And they're saying, no, you're not obligated to us. The whole world is obligated to you. Abhara tate bhand aichai kripa vakya dhore tomachari keva kahan. My Lord, you bind your devotees again and again with your sweet, loving words. Under these circumstances, who can go anywhere? How can we leave? Tave Prabhu Savakari Prabhoda Kariya Sabare Vadhaya Dila Shustira Hana. Mahaprabhu peacefully calmed everyone down and bade each of them farewell. Nityananda kahila tumina asya bharabhar tathaya mara sangha hai betumar. Mahaprabhu advised Nitai, Nityananda, you should not come here again and again. You will have my association by staying in Bengal. Chali savabhaktagan rodana karya Mahaprabhu rahila gare Vishana Hana. All the Bhaktagan, the devotees began their journey back to Bengal, crying all the way. And the Lord stayed in his residence in a very unhappy mood. Nija Kripa Gune Prabhu Bandila Sabare Mahaprabhur Kripa Rina Keshodite Pare. Mahaprabhu bound up everyone by his transcendental mercy. Nija Kripa Gun Bandila. Nija Kripa Gun, the qualities of his mercy, bund. He tied up and bound everyone. Who can repay his debt for the mercy he has received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Kriparine ke shodite pare. So the author is stepping aside that the Bengal devotees felt indebted to the Lord for all the mercy and kripa he gave them for 4 months and all the time. And the same way the author is saying, what about me and what about us and what about everyone in Kali Yuga? How we are so indebted to the Lord and should be so grateful to Lord Gauranga. If he had not come, where would we be? There was no Hare Krishna movement and no Gauranga, Nityananda. The whole world would be lost. So and his mercy has bound us all and saved us all. We're all tied up tightly in the bondage of Kripa. Jare jai che nachai prabhu swatantra ishvar tate tanre chari loka jaya deshantar. Mahaprabhu is swatantra Bhagavan, the fully independent supreme personality of Godhead. And he makes everyone dance as he likes. Jare jai che nachai. Whomever jare Jaiche Nachai. Mahaprabhu is causing everyone to dance. Leaving his company, therefore, all the devotees return to their homes in different parts of the country. Kashtera Putali Jena Kuhake Nachai Ishvara Charitra Kichu Bhujana Najai. As a wooden doll dances to the will of the puppeteer, everything is accomplished by the will of Lord Gauranga. Who can understand the Ishvara Charitra, the amazing characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So this concludes the story of Gauranga's lovingly bidding farewell to all the Gaudadesh Bhaktas. And in this story, we see such tender, intimate, respectful, confidential dealings of transcendental love, and appreciation, and mutual appreciation, mutual gratitude between the Lord and his devotees, the devotees and the Lord, very rich with emotions and feelings. And by reading these pastimes and reflecting on them, we can deepen our own quota of bhakti, and deepen and soften the rough edges of our mind and try to improve the interactions and dealings that we have with one another in the Vaishnav Samaj and Satsang. Certainly these Antaranga Bhaktas, Nitya Parishad, associates of the Lord, they are teaching the highest standard of ideal spiritual behavior of a spiritual gentleman and gentle lady. Prabhupada said once that devotees should be, men he was speaking of, they should be first class gentlemen. Gentlemen and also gentlemen. Gentle in their dealing. Men, yes, powerful, resourceful, courageous, compassionate, generous, all the discriminative, the qualities of a man, but they should be gentle, respectful and mannerly, and they should be devotees of the Lord. That's the real expression of gentleness. That we give up our independence, which is a type of aggression. Independence is a type of aggression against the Lord. So when we give up that, that's showing gentleness. All right, I submit to the Lord. Satantra Ishvara Bhagavan. So that's the story, that story. And now there's a new story that we can start since we have some more time. The story is...